A U.S. district judge in New York has ruled that Jose Padilla, the U.S. citizen accused of plotting with Al-Qaeda to detonate a dirty bomb, is entitled to meet with his lawyers. The ruling also says the president has broad authority to detain those the government regards as unlawful combatants, even when they are U.S. citizens. The Bush administration has argued since June that Padilla is an enemy combatant and may be held without formal charges. NPR's Margot Adler reports.
Chief Judge Michael Mukasey is the same judge who presided over the 1993 World Trade Center bombing case. In his 102-page ruling, he gave something to both sides, the government and Padilla's lawyers. Andrew McBride, a former federal prosecutor, says there is much in the judge's ruling that will please the Bush administration.
On the positive side, he recognizes the president's legal authority to designate someone, even a U.S. citizen, an unlawful combatant. And that's a principle that the Department of Justice has been fighting for in numerous courts. And he also recognizes that a court's review of that decision is quite deferential and quite limited, in that he says that if there's some evidence to support the president's finding, in this case that Mr. Padilla is an unlawful combatant and can be detained in military custody, then the judicial role is over.
In a statement, the Justice Department said it was pleased with that part of the judge's decision. In times of war, the statement said, the president must be able to protect our nation from those who join with our enemies to harm innocent Americans. But Judge Mukasey also ruled that Padilla has the right to meet with his lawyers to defend himself against the charge that he is an enemy of the U.S. The judge did not rule on whether there is enough evidence to find that Padilla is indeed an enemy combatant. The government has argued that Padilla met with Al-Qaeda operatives in a plot to detonate a radioactive dirty bomb. They have argued that it's necessary to keep Padilla from talking to his lawyers because Al-Qaeda operatives are trained to pass messages through unsuspecting third parties. Judge Mukasey said it's possible to set conditions that would minimize security risks. Again, former federal prosecutor Andrew McBride.
He said that these harms alleged by the United States from giving Padilla access to a lawyer were gossamer speculation.
Padilla was born in New York and was convicted of murder when he was a teenager in Chicago. Later, he converted to Islam, and the government alleges he became associated with Al-Qaeda during his travels to Egypt, Saudi Arabia, and Afghanistan. He was arrested in May after leaving Pakistan. He has been in a naval brig in South Carolina since June, when the government declared him an enemy combatant. Donna Newman, a lawyer for Padilla, filed a habeas corpus petition seeking her client's release, saying he had not been charged and his detention violated his constitutional rights. Mukasey's ruling grew out of that petition. Yesterday, Newman said the ruling was complex and thorough, and she was pleased that after 6 months of being held incommunicado, Padilla would become aware of the defense team's efforts on his behalf.
I don't even know if he knows that he's been designated as an enemy combatant. And so it's significant that he will now be told of this by his counsel and able to confer with counsel. The court also significantly said that the judiciary should review this determination, that it should not be just a presidential determination, not subject to any review.
It's unlikely Judge Mukasey's ruling is the last word in the case. It's built on the idea that his New York court has jurisdiction in the case, even though Padilla is in South Carolina. Andrew McBride says he thinks this part of the judge's ruling could be especially vulnerable on appeal.
It is an unusual ruling to hold that a habeas corpus petition can lie in a district other than where the prisoner is held, and that could be subject to reversal on appeal, and that would vacate all of Chief Judge Mukasey's ruling.
The judge scheduled a hearing for December 30th to determine the conditions under which Padilla can meet with his lawyers. President Bush's spokesman, Ari Fleischer, said White House lawyers are studying the ruling to determine whether or not the administration will appeal. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.